In 2013, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. Think about that statement. It's tragic, it's horrifying, it's awful, because it's your mom. But think about that statement in another way. It's a pretty ordinary thing to hear, isn't it? I bet most people in this room, especially if you're at least 30 or 40 years old, have heard the same news about your mother or your father, a friend or family member, or someone that you love. My mom actually stumbled into her cancer diagnosis. She had been experiencing abdominal pain for several months, and this was really hard for me because my mom lived out in the sticks in Wisconsin, my brother lived in Florida, and I was out here in Boston. She was alone, and I felt like there wasn't really much I could do for her. Unfortunately, the pain got worse. She started experiencing it 24/7, but eventually the doctors were able to narrow it down to some scarring from some earlier surgeries that hadn't quite healed properly. So a simple laparoscopic procedure should be able to go in there and deal with it relatively simply. But to be on the safe side, they did a CT scan, and that's when they discovered a mass in her stomach. So they did an endoscopy, and sure enough, there was a 2 to 3 centimeter tumor. So suddenly, the 24/7 pain that she had been experiencing now became a sideshow to this disturbing new main event. Now, imagine that anybody who would receive this kind of news would want the doctors to do something immediately. Drugs, surgery, something, anything. But after the biopsy, and because the tumor was relatively small, they said to my mom, well, we'll just wait and see for a year, and then you'll come back and we'll check on you then. So she was understandably confused and anxious about waiting and seeing for a year while she had a tumor lodged in her stomach. No one wants to spend part of their retirement that way. I felt some despair about this because now I felt even less that I could do anything to help her. But as she was describing the diagnosis to me, a light went off in my head. And I said, Mom, email me the doctor's report. I want to take a look at it. And so when I read the whole thing, bingo, I knew that there was actually something I could do for her. So it turns out that this tragic, horrifying, ordinary cancer story came with a twist for two peculiar reasons. And the first was that Mom was diagnosed with GIST, G-I-S-T, which stands for gastrointestinal stromal tumor. It's a sciencey, fancy way of saying she had stomach cancer. And at the time, I was working at Blueprint Medicines, and we had two ongoing programs, and one of them happened to be for developing a drug for GIST. What are the odds of that? The second peculiarity about this cancer story also relates to Blueprint's work on GIST. Blueprint happened to have as their chief medical officer the world's foremost authority on GIST, a doctor named George Dimitri. You could say he was the Stephen Hawking of GIST. So some people would call that really, really lucky. My mother said to me, oh, it was a miracle, the stars were aligned for us. Scientists, though, give it a dry, fancy name and they call it serendipity. But honestly, what's really the difference? Now, if you've ever met George, which many of you have, right away you see he's very kind, very gentle. He's a delightful man. He's exactly the kind of doctor you want your mother to have if she gets that horrible news. So I sat down with him. He looks at me and he says, what's up? And I was sitting there with the paperwork with the diagnosis, and I was tongue-tied. I couldn't get a word out. And finally, I just handed it over to him, and I said, this is my mom. And he looks at it, and in a few seconds, he just goes, oh, no. This has to come out. Where does your mom live? I said, well, she lives in the Midwest between Milwaukee and Chicago. He says, okay, I'll find a couple doctors out in her area, and then she can go see someone that'll take care of her out there. So 10 minutes later, he comes back with the name of three doctors, and she settled on the one at the University of Chicago Hospital, a doctor named Dr. Posner. My mom liked Dr. Posner immediately. After speaking for a little bit, he says, so what brings you to me? And my mom started telling him the story, and when she got to the part where her son knew George Dimitri, he sat bolt upright, and he says, your son knows George Dimitri? And she says, well, yeah, he's the chief medical officer at my son's company in Boston. Are you familiar with him? And he goes, oh, of course I am. He's the king of GIST. So now, imagine my mother sitting there. She's been in pain for several months. The first doctors told her, wait a year. Now she's sitting across a man who's telling her son knows the king of GIST. So despite actually being a lowly chemist, now she believes that I hobnob and mingle with among a royal court of cancer aristocracy out here on the East Coast. Needless to say, this is probably the best that she felt in a long time, and as she probably felt safe and that everything was going to be okay. They scheduled the surgery 3 weeks later. And it was a laparoscopic procedure. They took out the tumor, and they even went in and took care of the scarring that had been causing her all the pain, which started all the business in the first place. A month later, she was back out in the yard mowing the lawn as if nothing had happened, and she's been fine ever since. But I still think about this a lot. And it's influenced my work ever since. Companies have patient visits where they bring in patients to share their experiences and tell their stories with the staff. And these events are always very powerful and very moving, let me tell you. But a cancer drug discovery project is such an enormous endeavor that as scientists, it's easy to reduce it to a problem to solve or to a puzzle. And it can be easy to detach yourself from the end result. But on the day when you realize that you might be working on a drug that your own mother might need, it changes the way you think about the job. You know, it's not just a problem that you're trying to fix or a puzzle you're trying to crack. And you hope and you pray that you actually never have to work on a drug that your mom or your dad or some other loved one is going to need. And then you get it. It's always someone's mom or dad or loved one that gets cancer and needs a drug. And so they need to decide to stay at work a little bit later that evening. Thank you.